Good morning, everyone. Can everyone hear me okay?
Great, Tina. Good morning.
Thanks, Wally. Okay, well, I can't believe it, but another month has passed for those here at UCA. The time is flying way too fast. We're right around the corner, obviously, from our projected cutover date. And if I were to say there's 1,000 things that are in process right now, it'd probably be a slight understatement. So things are fast and furious here with L3H and UCA trying to make all of the last minute adjustments. I would say right now, 90% of what we're doing is all back end finalization. You know, obviously it's a 5-year project that is going to have changes as it's gone through, whether it's been talk group changes, whether we've site changes, things like that, site name changes. You know, from when we started the project, that we've had a lot of our sites that we've changed the names on for one reason or another. So right now we're going through a process with L3H where we're confirming all of the back end engineering of the system, validating a backup plan, validating all of the information that was originally in UAS and some of the other software that that monitors the system and drives the system is all correct. When we went through, Bill and team have been, and Mike have been putting together spreadsheets that have just been enormous and sending them over. So we've got all the final documentation over to L3H, and they've got a team of engineers that's working on that and completing all of the back-end changes by mid to late next week. Obviously, we're hoping for mid next week. So we are right now still planning on cutting over. This will be news to Alan, which Alan and I tried to call the sheriff earlier, but we are planning on being in Kane on the 5th, not the 1st. We wanted to start on a Monday rather than a Thursday. And as you've just heard, we've had a lot of things going on with the back end. We have to validate a bunch of stuff. So even though UAS or L3H is busy uploading and making changes to the back end, we've got to go in and then validate everything. So everything's happening lightning fast and working through it. So we are just busy, busy, busy. Everyone has been working all kinds of hours for sure. Another thing is, thanks, Alan. Appreciate you. Some good news is that all but two of our expansion sites are done. The only two that we're finishing up right now is Robbins Lake, that's in Sevier County, and Notch Peak, which is in Millard County. But those will be done. They'll both be done in August and very close to when we're cutting over those counties. So if it's not just before, it will be just after we cut over their county that those are actually completed. So there's been a lot of work on that. And that's been a massive undertaking that Travis Sylvester from our group has done a great job in getting those done. So I'm going to turn it over to Phil to talk about some things. And then we'll go over to Mike V after that. So Phil, you can have the mic.
I think, like Tina says, we're in wrap-up stages with the PSAPs and the different resources that are located at the PSAPs. If you're associated with a PSAP and one of your VHF, OXIO, alarms, or any of the interop resources that we've been getting going, if you know that it hasn't been configured or is not completely tested, chances are we know about that and we're tracking it, but we want to be sure that we've got everything complete and that you're ready to go. So at some point soon, I don't have an exact date, but we'll be coming to each of the PSAP directors to basically ensure that the checklist that we've recorded is the checklist that you expect, and that everything is signed off that you expect for final cutover. Chad, I know that you're probably about to raise your hand because I know that they haven't got your DTMF tones up and running, but those are the things that that we are trying to address in the last few weeks here. The other thing that I wanted to highlight today was that we've shipped out advanced backup radio kits to the PSAPs that are using advanced backup radio. In general, we're expecting that the radios will be installed and ready at time of cutover in your county. And that's really for your protection, right? So that you have a backup solution. We'll be sending out backup radio, we'll be sending out instructions for advanced backup radio, kind of on how to connect those and different pinouts. If you're, it turns out if you're trying to remote that connection further than the cable length that we specified, you'll have to build a cable to be able to do that. And so you'll need the pinout for that. Otherwise, it's a pretty simple connection. You're connecting a USB to Ethernet converter on the back of the console in a certain port, and then what looks to be an Ethernet cable, but it has different wiring from that part to the actual XL mobile radio. So we'll send out instructions on that, and hopefully it'll be clear what there is to do. We're happy to answer any questions about that. So really, we're in final wrap-up of that. As Tina mentioned, we're assisting the wrap-up of the radio system on the back end. We're trying to get the sites finished up, and that's kind of our status.
Thanks, Phil. Mike, thanks. Do you want yours?
Yeah, thanks, Tina. So on the interop programming side of the house, our team has as well been working with the rest of the UCA team, L3H, to update, make some changes. We're in the process of finalizing personalities and code plugs for your radios and assuring that the options in that match some of the things that you want, as well as some of the things that we've discovered through our soft cut and other things that will be beneficial to you and your users out in the field as they are out working. And we want to make sure that they have the best safety that they can when using these radios. And so I have a team that's or part of my team that's reviewing that and making sure that that's ready to go. We're getting pretty close to wrapping up the final build of all those personalities. As part of the review and the things that we've learned through soft cutover, some system changes were made. And so we need to be able to touch every single radio that's going to be on the system. That includes L3 Harris, Motorola, Kenwoods that have either been previously programmed or are going to be on the system. We made some changes in the background that's going to allow for these to roam better, to be able to see some control sites and that. So it's important that we get to every one of those radios through our final cutover. Part of the process is changing the IDs. We've changed the structure to make it cleaner and easier for management of those IDs for the agencies and for UCA as well. This will help. And part of the reason that we need to touch it is this reason. In the cutover, we will have all the IDs that we've programmed. So no worries about those working. Those will still work. And then we'll reprogram the radios with the new sets and they'll be good to go on the system. So as we get those finalized, I know there's some out there that are going to assist in programming or want to pre-program. So as we get those finalized and that, we'll work with you to get those to you so that you can have those before we even get into town and start working on at least those L3H radios that you have and you've purchased so that they're ready to go. Again, just a lot of work going on in the background that we're trying to make sure that we're as successful as we can be, and appreciate all the work that's gone on. So.
Thanks, Mike. I think to Mike's point with the radio IDs and having to touch every single radio, including the L3H, which we originally didn't anticipate when we programmed them, a lot of what is being done this week, in addition to locking down the system as far as the name changes for the sites and all of the last minute final configurations that we've been working out, when the original setup in UAS was created, it wasn't created exactly how we wanted it to be done. And so the agencies were done in a different way rather than how it was supposed to be set up. And so we went back and forth internally to say, do we make those changes that will make our system best for the long-term maintenance of the system and being able to easily find users and agencies defined the way we want them to be defined? Or do we just leave it and kind of not suffer through it, but it wouldn't have been as organized from the back end perspective had we not made the change. And we went back and forth because we know what that means to the agencies and the fact that we now have to touch the L3H radios. And we always knew we were going to have to touch the Motorola and Kenwoods, but we didn't anticipate having to reprogram the L3H radios. But doing what we've done, we believe really does put the system in the best position for future maintenance. And I mean, you guys have all heard when you've done a software program in the past, garbage in, garbage out. We didn't want to just kind of live with how L3H had changed the modeling of how we'd had it set up on paper. And so it was a tough decision, but I think it was the right decision. And so in as much as it is going to be an extra pain for the agencies, like Mike said, a lot of those we want the agencies, a lot of agencies that bought the L3H radios also bought the dongles and have gone through the training and can reprogram theirs. So in theory, we're hoping that we will put together a process, but we're hoping what agencies will do is follow the process that we put together in terms of filling out the spreadsheets and documenting what IDs go to what radios and what users and things like that. And that's done prior to us coming out to your counties for final cutover, just because those L3H radios, even if you're using them on a VHF side right now, those L3H radios obviously aren't being used for the current system, the legacy system. And so that is one thing, luxury we can afford, is to have those pre-programmed so it doesn't bog down the process and we still have the radio counts that we anticipated coming through for final cutover. So there'll be more to come on that from Mike, certainly. We're going to meet later today, talk about process, and so that we can streamline that for our agencies and be super clear of what we need from them, so that when those radios do get reprogrammed, we can plug those into the back end and then they're ready to go when we come through town and do cutover. So there's a lot to do. Brian Lowe, go ahead.
Hey, just a question on that. How soon, and I know you may not have the answer, but how soon do you think the new IDs will be available and we can start programming? Weeks or months or
no,
days?
Days. Okay. I think, well, I say days in terms of what we have to do. I know we've got to review a document today that I've been told will take about an hour, but we need to know we need Jaber, who is our lead engineer on our project, to validate the IP addresses that we've sent to him. Once he validates that, then we can move forward. So today we're meeting at the end of the day to talk about a process and create a spreadsheet in that. So I would say if we can get Jaber, and we'll prioritize it with Jaber and know, but if I would say early, I would say mid next week is the earliest we'll be sending out spreadsheets. But Brian, for those of you that do program your own radios, we'll get that information out to you. And again, as far as the IP addresses, we having to change those. We had sent that out, the list, and it's not about fingers, because at this point, you know, UCA is a team with L3H. I mean, they're a provider, so it's not going to be, you know, a good position for us to say, well, if they would have done this and we would have done this, because I think there's a lot of that on both sides that everyone, you know, has done. But we believed that the IP address that we had created initially had been approved, but some of those IP addresses are being used for sites, and so we have to readjust the IP addresses. So again, I'd rather know now and know that we have to reprogram everything rather than get into it and have them not program correctly and have big issues when we're cutting over. So just looking at the glass half full. But Brian, to answer your question, you know, mid to late next week for sure. And so.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Appreciate your patience. Thanks. Does anyone else have any questions? Paul Pitts, go ahead.
Just a quick question on when you guys show up to cutover. Is that when, like in our case in Layton, I think it's the first week in October, or what, last week in October, I think we're going to go first. How is that going to look for our PSAP? Are they going to be using the L3 consoles at that point? Or are we going to still be using a mix of Gold Elite and the L3? Or is there going to be gateways involved? What's that going to look like?
Yeah, Phil, do you want to go with that?
Sure, I'll take it. So it's going to be that they're on the Symphony console. So we anticipate that as soon as we get the VHF resources and the interop resources moved over, then basically the P25 side of things will be in place. Everybody will be programmed onto P25 and will be on the P25 system. The Gold Elite, and we'll call it the Legacy 800 system, will be bridged via those interop gateways that you're talking about. So what we'll have is we'll have a mobile rack of units that basically bridges the P25 talk groups to the 800 legacy talk groups, so that those can basically communicate between each other. And that goes for encrypted channels as well. So we plan to see them on the Symphony consoles. And, you know, the truth of it is when we get there, it might be that, you know, in a particular case where we might have to run one dispatcher on a legacy, but our plan is to basically move everyone off and have everyone onto the new system that week.
Okay, so just from my understanding, when you guys show up and we cut all our radios over, then we'll be using Gold or the Symphony console at that point.
Yep.
Okay. And one other question. So you're mentioning the dongles for programming. Does that apply to Kenwood and Motorola as well?
So on the Kenwood and the Motorolas, those will need to be touched at the final cutover, just because the final personality that goes into those radios will only be for the new P25 system. So as far as pre-programming those, it won't be the same as the Harris, where you want to pre-program just because you would lose your legacy stuff on that. You would only have the P25 stuff. So that'll be at the final cutover.
Okay. Makes sense. Thanks.
But if you have, I mean, obviously, and Mike is working with this with each of the different counties, but anyone that has dongles and has programming skills, we would hope that you guys would help through that process through your county. We've reached out to a couple of people to see if they'll help us with some of the larger agencies and larger counties. We will have our team, plus we will have five extra L3H appointed programmers, and then through the Wasatch Front we'll have an additional three, so we'll have eight additional total. And then we're actually reaching out to some of you who are quite good at programming and have done your own radios for years and years. If you're interested, reach out to us, but we've asked for extra help just so we can make sure. That's one of the bigger issues, and obviously the most time consuming, is getting all the radios in, getting them all programmed and things like that. So that's our plan through, you know, we'll have at least eight programmers addition to our team, plus any local programmers that would be willing to help through their county. So. Are there any other questions or comments, concerns?
This is Alan. My head's swimming. It might be better to maybe an offline visit with Mike later or something when he's got a minute, just to answer some questions I've got. We're over first to try and make this all fit together. So,
for sure, Alan, we can call you as soon as we get done with this if you want.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Or I guess we could just stay on this. It doesn't matter if other people are in the loop. Just
yeah.
Those that want to go to go. So.
Sure, we could do that. Brian, go ahead.
Just a comment that you guys all look tired and worn out and beat to death. And just on behalf of the agencies, thanks for what you're going through. It can't be fun. So just thanks.
Appreciate that comment, Brian. These guys are working endless hours, holidays, weekends. And yeah, everyone, I think it is probably at the highest stress level for sure. But these guys are absolutely killing it and committed. You know, we've said all along there will be hiccups and there will be. But we are trying to take every measure and every possible step that we can to eliminate a lot of the hiccups and you know, everyone, we understand, you know, the service that we provide is, you know, could mean life or death for your people. So it's been a lot. We're going to get through it. I personally cannot wait till it's this time next year. And we're not, you know, if we do chat with UCA, we can like talk about random things for sure.
But I am having fun, Brian. This is entertainment for me. So
okay.
It's a lot of work, but it is entertainment.
Yeah, Phil's the master at spreadsheets and coding. So okay, awesome. Thank you for that comment, Brian. Appreciate it. Does anyone else have any other questions for the group? Or any random concerns or thoughts?
I do. Don't know if Melanie's on the call or not, but if she is, she able to resend out the link or remind me where the training for the consoles for my dispatchers would be located at online?
She is actually on vacation today, but I will search that down and we'll get that to you. If I can find it, I'll get it to you. If not, we'll make sure she gets it to you.
I think I can get that.
Great. Perfect. Dan, so send it.
I'll send it to you, Paul.
Thank you, Dan.
If you send it to me and Paul, then I'll send it out to, or send it to Kevin Rose and ask him to send it out to the PSAP club. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, are there anything else that you guys have or need? If not, we're going to go through Alan's question and worry list, and everyone's welcome to stay on and listen. It might answer some of your questions or eliminate some of your concerns. So everyone's welcome to stay on or whatever you want to do. But I'll just end our part now. A huge thank you for those of you that do call in. We appreciate it. And just be on the lookout because we'll be sending out the final schedule and probably some final documents and some definitely going to need a lot of interaction from our agencies over the next couple weeks to feel like we're ready. Okay, Alan, go hit us with your questions.
Okay. So with the movement to the 5th, and is it still just a 2-day 5th and 6th? Or we got more where we're first to make sure we got the bugs worked out, or what are you planning?
I believe it's the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Let me bring it up for your team.
Okay. So then as far as programming, I've been playing with program quite a bit, feeling somewhat comfortable with it. So this happened to maybe do different personalities might slow us down a little bit. I guess that would be, I thought I don't want to put a lot of time into programming too much radios, I guess, if I've got something new coming. So we think we anticipate those in the middle of next week sometime.
Yeah, yours are almost complete. We're just waiting for the final on that IP address to be signed off on with the new IDs. And once that's done, we can send that packet to you so you have both of them. There's also a thing we could jump on once you have that and go through that that we've learned recently on your L3 Harris radios, that we can create a spreadsheet and do where it links that spreadsheet with the IDs and the IP addresses. So as you're programming, it'll actually go and find that for you, so you don't have to sit and do the specify on every single radio that you touch. It'll actually do a lookup off of that list for you, so we can work on getting that in there so it's a little bit faster for you. And then I think the biggest thing is just making sure your dongle is updated with the new IPs or the new IDs that would be in there. So that's something we need to work to get done for you.
Okay. So that's something that physically has to go into the dongle. Those IDs would be in there, that list or available list, I guess.
Yeah, so the ID list would need to be it would need to open up those IDs for your for you to be able to program those. So once we have that finalized, I can work on getting that done for you, either coming down and taking care of that, send my guy down one of those things so you have it ahead of time.
Okay. As we've been programming with the radios you guys pre-programmed sent to us, and we pulled the programs off, taking a look at them, noticed a few things that we would like to change around a little bit, or some things that were actually frequencies in error or tones in error, things like that that we've corrected. How do I need to work with you on this new personnel you're going to send me? Wait till you send it to me, then make those changes again and send it back, or what do we need to do?
No, send what you have, just adjustments and UD that you've seen that you want made, send those to me, and then I'll have my team do that right away and get, so when we send you it, it's a complete exactly what you needed. So if there's things that you saw that you need changed, send them to me. Let's get those updated so we can just send you the personality that's complete.
Okay. What about as far as, so the Motorola stuff, I know you guys are going to come and program right now. Going forward, is that something that we're going to be able to then do? I've had to like download the personality, send it to you guys, have you do whatever, send it back. Going forward, will we then be able to do that, or will it still be that same process?
The same process for the most part right now. There is a way to lock down Motorola dongles as well, but they're difficult to get. They've had a hard time getting us the buttons or the dongles for those agencies that have tried to do that. So for right now, it's the same process where we update it and send it to you, and then you can load it to the radios.
Okay.
Supply and demand. Even L3 has started having some supply issues on dongles, it sounds like, from conversations with that have gone back and forth. So, and I don't think it's like super far behind on theirs, but I know Motorola has been a little bit behind. So in the future, there is a potential that we can have a dongle, the same thing that's restricted, locked down to the same level, so that you could just, load the personality and have the options to do that. But right now it's, sending it to us and we'll update it and send it back to you.
Okay. So you're saying that every radio is now going to have an IP address as well?
Yeah, so there's an IP address that's assigned to that, and that helps on the back end of the radios with, there's Wi-Fi programming and other connections that it needs. So the IP will be assigned to the radio as well, so that'll be part of the ID structure.
And every radio has its own IP address, right?
There's 64,000 ID, or I think, IP addresses that are associated with the system.
Okay.
Per region. Yep.
Per region.
With Beyond too, is that right, you guys?
Yeah. So those that put Beyond in their radios or have that active, it also helps assist with Beyond to work in the system and connect. So if you're going to do Wi-Fi programming, over the air programming, Beyond, any of that, that's connection needs to be made in there through that IP address. And that'll be part of that list with the IP structure.
And that also allows the radio then to work over the internet, like over Wi-Fi, or is that totally something different?
Yeah, LTE, the Beyond part of it, the LTE, that you would still have to have the LTE card in there. But if you're doing the Wi-Fi connections and adding in your Wi-Fi addresses in there, it assists in that as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of like it sets it up for those additional features so that you don't have to go back and get an IP at that point. But it doesn't mean that the programming that Mike is sending is ready for Beyond. Is that true, Mike?
Yeah, so Beyond is still, we'll set up the basics of Beyond in the background, but you still would have to have the LTE and all that activated in the radios to be able to work over cellular networks.
But I guess if they have an IP address and they have the personality slash code plug that, well, I guess it's the personality in the case of the L3 Harris that you're going to send them? Are they Beyond ready, or will they have to reprogram to run it on Wi-Fi?
No, we'll set up the Beyond in there on this final programming, so it's ready to go.
Okay.
I think that was part of the thing. So there, I think there'll probably be some things that have to be touched after we activate Beyond for the final stuff, but we'll make sure that the basics are set up in there. I'll double check and make sure that I'm accurate on that, but that's, it should have the basics set up to be ready for Beyond.
But then to actually run Beyond, you'd have to have a license for each radio. That's something we do later, purchase those licenses.
Yeah, the licensing for the Beyond, and I don't know where that's at. I don't know if Tina has anything on that, but the licensing is per radio or per device. There's a license for that. That's the part that won't be necessarily in the radio or set up in the system beforehand.
So each radio you purchased, Alan, every L3H radio you purchased has its own Beyond license. So they already have a license.
Yeah.
So some agencies did sign up for some Beyond for like cell phones and laptops. That process might wait. Until we might wait to set those up until after we cut over, finish cut over everyone, just because that is a lot more cumbersome to set that up in the system than anticipated. And so there's some things that L3H is working on to make that a lot more streamlined, if you will. But right now our priority is to cut the radio system, and then unless those changes happen quickly, we'll just have to see also how cutover is going and everything else. But right now we're expecting we won't do any Beyond for devices until after, you know, probably January, maybe December. Sure. If we're lucky, but we just got to get through this radio part. But the radios, all L3H radios were purchased with a Beyond license for the radio.
Okay. So, but then is there an ongoing cost we would need to pay if we want to keep using or turn that on and actually use it? How does that work?
The LTE costs, yes, and that's with an LTE provider. Wally's on here, obviously. Wally represents FirstNet and things like that. I know they have a package, and you can probably reach out to him, or you could reach out to Verizon, whoever you guys use now for your for your connectivity to your laptops and that. So
okay, all right, that's down the road. That's not a big deal. Okay. Phil, you got my email back on your questions.
Yeah. Sounds like okay, that's going in today or tomorrow, I guess.
Tomorrow we're going. We'll get those other two repeaters put in. Hopefully have everything ready to go. Like I say, there might need just a conversation with Trevor. Have Trevor drop by and kick a couple of racks or something to make sure we've got things finalized how we need to. But other than that, we should be good to go tomorrow.
Spoiler alert, he's headed there Monday, if that's okay with you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Well, Kirsten was going to schedule that, but I'll tell you ahead of time, that's what our plan is Monday.
All right, super. That'd be great. Yeah, we should be good then. By the time he gets them Monday, we should have everything in place, hopefully all the thing working that we were waiting on. So,
I think Megan was notified. I think I saw an email that Kirsten confirmed with Megan, so.
Okay, good. Good. I think that was my major questions. Just those changes and whatever I need to make with Mike. I'll try and get those buttoned down and get you kind of a list of what some different things that we found we wanted to do or move things around so we can get those final personalities. And then once you've got me whatever I need, we'll just start programming, trying to have as much of that done as we can. Now, I know like for the sheriff's office, you know, we've made a pretty large purchase of radios. A lot of those, I wouldn't even kind of crack those boxes open. But if I'm comfortable programming, is that something I can do down the road, or you still want to touch every radio while you're here?
If it's going to go out in the field anytime, you know, between the start of cutover and when we get done, December, you know, as much of those as we can touch. But after we leave, if it's not going right out in the field, it's something you could program after we leave your area as well. When you're ready to put it on and you pull it out of the box to ready to put it in service, you'd be able to program that Harris radio and get it going and then put it in the field. So everything, all the IDs and all that for those will be active in the system. So when you're ready to put it in the field, you can. If it's something we can get programmed before so it's ready to go, then yeah. So I mean, it's good either way. We'll get as many of those as we can that you need to put into service right away. But if there's something you're not planning on putting in service for a few months, then you can definitely program it after.
Okay. we weren't, as far as the sheriff's office, we weren't going to get over because everything we've got is newer Motorola. So everything we've got should kick over and we can get on the system and get going and then change to the L3 Hair stuff as we go. I was more worried about my fire departments and those that are going pretty much strictly L3 Harris. I want to make sure they're working. Let's spend our time with them, and then I can kind of program ours as we go, if that works out. So,
yeah.
Okay. I think that handles my questions for now. If you guys have got something for me, we'll just work kind of like we did last time out of that building, and then sounds like you'll have enough people. We could maybe send one to Cedar Mountain, one to Big Water, kind of a deal, and break off and do those other communities. So, okay, that's all.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, good questions. Thanks, you guys.